From the bustling streets to the quiet corners, every town in Ireland has a story to tell. I'm Alison Curtis, and in this series, we're hitting the road to uncover the heart and soul of communities across the country. We'll be meeting people who make these places special, hear their challenges and triumphs, and celebrate the unique spirit that makes each town its own. So buckle up and join me as we discover the magic of my town, only on Today FM. Hello and welcome to another episode of My Town. Today we're strolling into the heart of Moat, a charming town nestled in the Irish Midlands. Now Moat may be small, but it's big on community spirit, and there's no better example of that than the wonderful Walk and Talk group that meets every Sunday. It's a chance for folks to connect, share stories, and enjoy the simple pleasures of a walk and a chat. They say good conversation is like a good cup of tea. Warming, comforting, and good for the soul. And in Moat, they've got both in abundance. So let's lace up our boots and join the friendly faces of the Walk and Talk group. I have a feeling we're in for a heartwarming morning. And I'm here with Maria Flanagan, who set the group up. Maria, how did all this come to be?
We started the Walk and Talk last February 2023. We wanted to bring members of our community together with international protection applicants who are living out in Temple Accommodation Centre. We had just had our first Ukrainians are out in the community at the end of January. And it was really important for me to make sure that we broke down any barriers between the different groups of asylum seekers and refugees. And to introduce them to our local community, and so that our local community can get to know them, create friendships. So we started on the 11th of February last year. Wow. I thought we might get five people. We had 18 the first day.
Wow.
The second week we came back, there was 30.
Oh my God.
And today we have over 180 people in our WhatsApp group, because we had to set up a WhatsApp group, because initially I was texting individual people saying we're meeting at such a time. In July we set up the Sanctuary Runners, and you can see I'm wearing the Sanctuary Runners jersey here. So we call it Walk and Talk / Sanctuary Runners, because we wanted to be open to all abilities. So sometimes when people hear Sanctuary Runners, they might think it's just for runners, but actually it's not. It's for
running
walkers.
Also scares me, so it's fine.
Absolutely. And all abilities. So we say all abilities, all ages, all nationalities are welcome here.
And here's Joy, one of the regulars of the Walk and Talk. Joy, it's lovely to meet you. How long have you been part of the group?
You just say months. 27th of May.
Wow, okay.
I met Joy the day or the day after you arrived. The next morning at 9 o'clock, she was at Tidy Towns volunteering in our community.
The next morning?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Because people in Moat, they are very lovely. I know that I've met so many white people, but most people are different.
Yeah.
They are so friendly. They are so welcoming.
Yeah.
Like, they laugh with you wherever you see them, and it's a kind of, you give me a kind of belief that you are home.
Right, okay.
Yeah, you feel you are home.
Yeah.
Yeah, so no, don't get scared. Yeah.
So you feel like you settled very quickly.
Yes, I settled
like still
so
June.
Fast. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you know anybody?
No.
So do you think now, Joy, this will be your home? You'll stay?
Of course.
Yeah?
Of course. Yeah, because I love him. It's peaceful.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's peaceful.
It's very green. It is very green and very peaceful.
Yeah, it's green. So you feel like country home.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So when you be in country home, you know, country home is where you retire to just relax.
Yeah.
Have a good relationship with the nature and all that. Yeah, so it feels like a home.
Now I'm joined by Teresa, and I've been told that you're local but lived in Africa for 9 years. What do you think of all of this?
I'm really pleased with this initiative. Back in the 80s and 90s, when I lived in Dublin, I was involved with the setting up of the Irish Refugee Council.
All right.
Before I went back to Africa for my second trip.
Yeah.
And I worked with the UN. And it's just really heartening to see an initiative like this.
Yeah.
A small community.
Yeah.
Such as Moat. And
but do you think it's more impactful because it is a small community?
I think it is. And, you know, it was, and I was really touched, you know, with the local elections recently too, that the people spoke and did not vote in those of the far right who were, you know, voicing other opinions, that people really supported a diverse community here. That people can live peacefully together, and that people are welcome in the hotel. And the hotel is still running its business.
Honestly, I'm just seeing so many friendly faces out here. I could turn to any of them. and I just know I'll find a story that will inspire me and you. Hi, your name is Aisha. What did you do before you came here?
I was a lawyer in Pakistan. I have done my bachelor's degree in law. Now I'm looking for LLM, master's degree in law. But hope so I can do my degree. And I want to become a judge. Yeah. Just one thing is not good in mod, that is just weather. In my country, Pakistan is a very hot country. In summer, it's about 48 to 50 degrees. It's very hot. It's boiling temperature.
Yeah, we are like family in this community. They are very supportive, really very supportive people. We don't feel like we are new here. From very first day, Maria is very cooperative, and every community person is very good. They are very good. They are helping. When someone wants lift from mode to temple, they just message in community group, we want lift, and any from one or two person are already come.
Honestly, I can't believe these amazing stories. Hi, what's your name?
My name is Mohammed Ali. I'm from Somalia, and I've been now in Ireland. When I was in my country, I worked in football, because I'm a football professional, from my national team, and I worked more than 10 years in Somali FA. Sometimes I play at Kilbeggan Stadium, week, two days I played five side. Now already I retired, but I like to help young Irish to play football.
We're starting our day in Moat's Dunashee Park, a place that's enchanting as its name suggests. You see, Dunashee translates into the Fort of the Fairies, a nod to the local folklore that whispers of fairy forts once hidden amongst the lone hawthorn bushes here. This park is a beautiful blend of old and new. The Heritage Park takes us back in time, showcasing the traditions and activities of rural Ireland. And then there's the Amenity Park, a vibrant celebration of nature, perfect for a leisurely stroll or a moment of quiet reflection. It's a place where the magic of the past meets the beauty of the present. Maria, this park seems to hold a special place in the hearts of the Walk and Talk group. Can you tell us a bit about it and what it means to everyone here?
So we all know that you need a place to feel safe that you can call home. And this park has become a sanctuary for us. And many of our friends have said that to me on days when, I actually remember one of the first few weeks we came here, one of the girls who had been here for nearly 2.5 years had never been to the park before. She didn't know it existed. And she cried when she walked in here. And after that, there's days I'll get phone calls from people who are feeling a bit down, a bit lonely.
Yeah.
Maybe some of the trauma that they've experienced from home has come back to them, and they've come here because they know it's peaceful, they know they're welcome. And we want this place here to be that space. We all know that in Ireland, it's all about your 3 degrees of separation from anybody.
Yeah.
That will help you to find that job. And many of our friends, if you don't have that network, how can you, social capital is so important for all of us. I work in community education, and we know that, a lot of people are in the fringes of society who don't actually get to have the privileges that we do, where you have an aunt or an uncle or somebody that will introduce you to get your work experience, to get you a job.
You need that connection, you just do.
Absolutely.
And over there, sharing a laugh and a chat, are two lovely ladies who seem to be having a wonderful time. This is Elaine and her mom, Breege, and they are locals here in Moat, and they're big fans of the Walk and Talk.
I'm Elaine Mulhall.
I'm Breege, her mom.
Do you come to the park often then, Breege?
Well, mostly on a Sunday, weather permitting, and I take my daughter. She's wheelchair. Well, she can walk, but she's not very far, so I take her with me, and I meet Elaine here as well.
And Elaine, you do this every Sunday?
Most Sundays, I'm free, I just live across the road, so I have no excuse. Pop over, my sister has special needs, so it's an opportunity to get her socialising as well. Mm-hmm. I'm a social worker by profession, so I'm interested in promoting human rights and social justice and everything. So I didn't realise there was so many in the town that had the same kind of wishes. And Maria got us all together, and it's just a really fun, handy group. Like, there's no pressure on you. You don't have to be here every Sunday, but there is generally always one of us here from a core group of five or six to keep it going.
It seems that everyone's welcome here at the Walk and Talk, even our four-legged friends. And here comes one now with their owner.
My name is Patrice Malloy and I'm from Moat. And this is Flynn. Flynn's a red and white setter, Irish setter, and he's 5 years old. Every Sunday, myself and Flynn come to our community Walk and Talk in the Dinichy Amenity Park, where he meets all his pals and has a great time. Flynn is a contender for this year's Nose of Tralee competition.
The Walk and Talk group is a beautiful testament to the power of community. It's a place where people from all walks of life, from different cultures and backgrounds, come together to connect and support one another. It's a reminder that even in the smallest towns, we can find a sense of belonging and shared humanity. Now we're leaving the peaceful park behind and heading to another cornerstone of community life in Moat, the Men's Shed. It's a place where men can gather, work on projects, and most importantly, share their stories and experiences. I'm on the way to meet a man who's deeply involved with the Shed, and for very personal reasons. Here we are. The Moat Men's Shed is tucked away in a quiet corner of the town, a humble building that holds a world of stories within its walls. Hello there. It's a pleasure to meet you. Could you start by telling me a little bit about yourself and your connection to the Men's Shed?
My name is John Brennan. I'm vice chairman of Moat Men's Shed here in Moat. And it's running now for 10 years. And we have a membership now of 15 at the minute. We do a lot of work up here in the gardens or in the park when we can, with painting of seats and repairing of seats, etc. That type of thing. And other stuff around the town, that's what we're trying to do. My own story is that my wife passed away about 12 years ago, and it was a lifesaver to me insofar as as you can tell from my accent in Dublin. And it was a lifesaver to me to get to know people, and I was on my own. It got me involved in the town, and all of here has just gone down the way. They were very helpful to me, so it's important to me to keep going. You know, that kind of way, it gives you something to do, and then you get to know people within the town, and we get involved with different projects, like the Tidy Towns here now. We make flower planters and that type of thing for them. We've 14 lads all. We're starting a music thing in it now as well after the last couple of weeks, so hopefully that takes off. But no, I love it down here, yeah. Great community and yeah, I find it very good, yeah.
The Men's Shed is more than just a workshop. It's a lifeline for many. It's a place where skills are shared, friendships are forged, and loneliness is combated. It's a testament to the power of community and the importance of connection. Word's gotten around that we're in town, and it seems that the local foodies are keen to meet up. I've been invited to a local coffee shop just up the road on the old rail trail Greenway at Streamstown to join three amazing women who are now calling Moat their home. They're all originally from different parts of the world, but they share a passion for one thing: food, just like myself.
My name is Sharon. I'm from Zimbabwe.
Hello, my name is Ntombi Yolwandle Ndlovu. I'm also from Zimbabwe.
Hello, my name is Joy. I'm from Nigeria.
Our staple food is sadza. Yeah, it's made by maize. It's very nice. And we like to eat it with vegetables called morio or mbita. It's very nice. We put beef inside, we mix.
Okay.
That's our staple food.
Would beef be the most popular?
Yes.
Yeah.
Beef and pork and
chicken.
Goat meat. Chicken. Chicken is a delicacy. It's actually for weekends and Christmas special things.
And yeah. Are you able to get all ingredients in Ireland?
So far we're happy. We've managed to find some African shops here, yeah. And we're able to make that Sichuala pub. We're happy so far. Yeah.
What about like traditional Irish cuisine? What are your thoughts?
We haven't even tried much because I'm still new here.
Yeah.
But so far, so good. We are enjoying what we are seeing here.
Is there anything sweet that you crave or you miss from Zimbabwe?
I don't really like too much sweets.
Yeah.
Because we don't really get those back at home. Except if it's like fruits,
yeah,
that are sweet. Like, what do you call it? Papaw.
I don't know what to call that one in English.
It's called, it's like chappies. It's like chewing gum.
What do you think about Irish staples and cuisines? Like,
that at least I love the country because they provide us with almost all the African dishes.
Yes.
I feel that we are home.
Yeah.
So we don't miss anything back home because we get everything in African shop here. But Irish food is cheaper. You get fruit and all that are very expensive in my country, but here they are cheap.
The food here is fantastic, but the real heart of Jackie's Coffee Shop is its owner, Jackie herself. She's a local entrepreneur with a passion for delicious food, great coffee, and warm hospitality, who has made this place a valued destination for walkers, cyclists, and joggers alike.
Jackie, we're in your place.
Yes.
You just opened it.
Yeah.
It's going well.
It's going well. Yeah. Where are you at? Yeah.
Was it a dream? Are you from the area?
I am just Tober, so 15-minute drive.
Yeah. And what kind of, is it mostly families or is it couples or
families, couples, cyclists coming out, groups of cyclists.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you get the Shannon side, Athlone, Mullingar Wheelers.
Yeah.
You know, they're quite from all those guys.
It's a really popular spot and loads of people are cycling by.
Yeah.
They need refreshments.
Yes.
Jackie provides that.
Yes. And my coffee is well known. It is well known. Yeah, yeah. I'm going to show you exactly how to make coffee.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm going to be any good at this.
Yeah. Oh, did you turn it up?
Something.
Yeah. Is that good?
That's it.
That means it is rather heavy.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yours is nicer already.
So it goes on like a little jigsaw. So you can feel where it goes in.
Oh, my God.
Is that right? That's it. That's it. Yeah.
I'm so kidding.
Would you hire me?
You have to start off somewhere.
Thank
it's
you.
Like calling a pint of
I've never done that either.
But.
Jackie's Coffee Shop is clearly a hub of activity, and it seems everyone knows each other here. I've also planned to meet Kathy Sullivan here. Kathy's lived in Moat for nearly 25 years and is part of Ireland's Hidden Heartlands team with Fáilte Ireland. She's got a real passion for showcasing the beauty of this region. So, Kathy, you're a bit of a regular here,
yeah,
are you?
Yeah, I would come here fairly often.
So tell me, you've got two boys that are a little bit older.
Yes.
So do you still kind of like to do things as a family together in the area and cycle and hike and things like that?
We would probably do less of that now than we have done in the past. But nonetheless, we are quite close to the Royal Canal where I live. Therefore, we would sometimes in the Sunday just take the bikes out. Or you know, sometimes if we're going on a long journey, we might hire some electric bikes.
Oh, yeah.
And that means that you can just, you know, go for a less taxing trip and go further and maybe stop off in a nice restaurant like Nanny Quinn's or someplace like that and have a Sunday lunch. So we probably do it less than we used to, but nonetheless, we do
still do it.
You still do it to a certain degree.
What do you think makes it so special, this area?
Well, especially as we're sitting here in Streamstown, I think one of the really special things that we have in this county and indeed in Ireland's Hidden Heartlands is the greenways.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's so much positive about the greenways. It's a really important part of our tourism offering.
Yeah.
It's very much aligned with the Ireland's Hidden Heartlands brand, which is really all about slow adventure, authentic engagement with communities, maybe getting more in touch with the landscape that really has managed to preserve its biodiversity and its natural rural beauty and just taking time out. It's a great place for even a mini break for 2 to 3 days. You can base yourself in Mullingar or Athlone and then just use the old rail trail and the greenways to explore the region. So
it is so important because I think especially since lockdown and COVID, not that we want to talk about those anymore, people are looking for alternative ways to spend their family time and their holidays and they are looking for, I know you're attracting people outside of Ireland, but across the country, people are looking for places within Ireland to enjoy as families as well.
Quite honestly, you know, Athlone and Mullingar really punch above their weight. I think people come here for a couple of days for a break. They have very sort of modest expectations and they're always blown away with the eateries, the greenways, the lakes, all the activities you can engage in, the attractions and the hotels. Like it really does punch above its weight.
And I'm not just saying it, but I have holidayed here a few times and I love it. I love swimming here. I'm looking at daft.ie all the time. I say it on my show all the time and I love the wholesome kitchen. I love eating here. I just,
Good.
You could,
Good.
I could hire me. I could work with you
Super.
And I would do it. I would
Super.
Sell it.
I'll see what I can do.
Okay, thank you. But you're going to make me maybe consider doing something now.
Yeah, yeah. So we're here in Streamstown.
Yeah.
So this is the halfway point along the Old Rail Trail.
Yeah.
So the Old Rail Trail was originally a significant railway which connected Athlone and Mullingar.
Right.
It closed in 1987.
Wow.
And it has since been redeveloped as 42 kilometres of greenway.
You're not okay? going to cycle 42 kilometres.
You're going to have to do a little bit of it, Alison. Okay. I'm afraid you're going to have to do a little bit of it.
Okay.
But this is the halfway point.
Yeah.
So this is Jack's stop.
Mm-hmm.
And as we move, I'm not sure if we're going to get to hit any of the stations today, but along the Old Rail Trail, it takes you through three stations.
Oh, yeah.
Which are all over 150 years old. Uh-huh. And they've all been really beautifully restored,
lovely.
Similar to Jack's stop here. So they're just some of the features that we'll probably pass along the way.
Okay. Shall we go?
I think we should.
Okay. Let's do it. Kathy's organized something a little bit different for us today. A tandem bike. We're going to take a spin along the Old Rail Trail Greenway, a scenic route that follows the path of a historic railway line.
You brought me over here.
Yes. So we're going to cycle a little bit of the Old Rail Trail.
Okay.
And I thought about maybe taking an electric bike. So I brought along two of those. But you know what? I think it might be just more fun to take a tandem. Have you ever been on a tandem?
No, have you?
No.
All right.
But I think we should try.
I think we should try.
Oh, yeah?
God. All right.
Now, I've never been on a tandem bike before, so this should be interesting.
No, I've never done this.
But I'm game.
You okay,
are.
Yeah, all right.
Okay,
let's do it.
Let's try it.
I've made my way back to the tranquil beauty of Dunashee Park for one last chat with Maria. It's amazing how much can happen in a community in just a short time. Maria, it's great to see you again. You mentioned having some exciting news.
Athlone's a cappella choir have invited us to accompany them, and they're like years in production, like they're 50 people in the choir. It's amazing. So Ubuntu means, it's an African philosophy, which means I am because we are. So it just sums up what all of this is about, because we have our walk and talk, we have our Falchis Jock meets twice during the week, which is the English language group, and we have our choir, which meets every Tuesday into our theatre. But the whole thing is like, it's for bringing everyone together in kind of like that interwoven way. Because I still learned the difference between multiculture and interculture. So multiculture means many cultures, but interculture means many cultures are actually connected.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, one thing to say multicultural group,
yeah,
but actually if you're not connecting people and sharing, you're not connecting people.
Moat has truly captured my heart today, from the warmth of the walk and talk group to the camaraderie of the men's shed and the delicious flavors at Jackie's coffee shop. This town is a shining example of community spirit at its best. I've been so inspired by the stories of resilience, connection, and the welcoming embrace of people from all walks of life. It's a reminder that even in a small town, the world can come together, creating a vibrant tapestry of cultures and experiences.
Thank you guys so much for having us. It's been a pleasure meeting you. Should we come back again?
Yes!
Yes. Yes. Please, yes. Yes. Thank you for coming. Thank you so much. I'm so glad to see you again.
Moat, you've shown me the true meaning of interculturalism and the power of community. Thank you for sharing your stories and your laughter and your warmth. Until next time on My Town. My Town is presented by me, Alison Curtis. Audio by Cathal O'Sullivan. Scripting and sound design by Lachlan Hart. Researcher, Shannon Kenny. Executive producer, Mark Lenihan. This project is co-funded by Commission Naman under the Sound and Vision Scheme.